You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
With more and more of us needing to undertake a second or maybe even third job to simply cover the cost of living, I wanted to clear up any confusion around the dreaded secondary tax. I spoke with Professor Michael Littlewood of the University of Auckland, who is an authority on New Zealand tax law, and I started by asking Professor Littlewood how secondary tax actually works.
The way it works is, if you first look at what happens to your employment income from your first job, is if you've only got one job, then it's possible to estimate your income for the year with a reasonably high degree of accuracy, and so the PAYE system aims to require your employer to hand over to the government pretty much exactly the total amount of tax that you're going to be payable at the end of the year. So that works pretty smoothly. But there's a problem from the Inland Revenue's point of view if you've got more than one job, because we've got a progressive tax system, which means the more you earn, the more tax you pay. And not only do you pay more tax, but the more you earn, the higher the rate of tax. So there would be scope for people to avoid tax if they didn't take this into account in the PAYE system. So that if the PAYE system treated your second, third and fourth jobs in the same way as they treat your first job, in other words, if they taxed you at relatively low rates of tax, then the Inland Revenue would miss out on a large amount of money. So the way it works is they have to protect themselves against that. And for that reason, in some circumstances, if you are working more than one job, you'll end up paying quite a high rate of tax that they will withhold through PAYE. But it should all work out in the wash at the end of the day. And if they end up collecting more tax than you're liable to pay, which will happen in some circumstances, then they should automatically give you a refund. And if you don't, then you can chase them up and then they should give you the refund then.
With more and more people needing a second job to cover the cost of living, could you see secondary tax ever being lowered? I know the government introduced a new taxation bill last year, which I think addressed quite a bit of the secondary tax to make sure people were paying the right amount, not getting taxed in a huge amount. So did that really change anything?
Yes, I think the government, the system is designed so as to collect from everybody as close as possible to the correct amount of tax. But the problem is that if they taxed your second and third and fourth jobs at the same rate as they tax your first job, then there would be scope for tax avoidance on a very large scale. Because it's important that, so if two people are earning a large amount of money, so if two people are earning $100,000 a year, then and everything over $70,000 a year, you've got to pay tax at 33%. And that's the same whether you're deriving your $100,000 from, for example, from one job, or if you've got five different jobs producing $20,000 each. So if you've got five different jobs producing $20,000 each, you're supposed to be paying the same rate of tax as somebody who is earning $100,000 from one job. Make sense?
It does. Oh, you lost me at $100,000 a year. I mean, that my eyes widen because I'd love to be earning that. But fortunately, volunteering at 95BFM doesn't quite pay the bills as high as that.
It's difficult for them to design the system so it treats you in a satisfactory method and the same as stopping the person on $100,000 a year from escaping their liability.
Absolutely. Now, obviously, it does tax people. It can tax people at a higher than what it might be, because there is a bit of, I guess, grey area when you've got more than one job on what your total amount that you'll earn. What's the likelihood of getting a tax refund at the end of the financial year for tax that you've overpaid?
Well, it depends. The system is fairly nicely calibrated in this respect, that the PAYE system is designed to try and collect as close to exactly the right amount of tax as possible. And if it collects exactly the right amount of tax, then obviously you won't get a refund. But in some circumstances, particularly where people's income is volatile or where people are working more than one job, it's impossible for the PAYE system to get it exactly right. And so if you have more tax taken out of your pay than turns out to be appropriate when you get to the end of the year and you eventually find out how much your income is, then they'll give you a refund. You might be out of pocket for a bit of time, but it should work out very satisfactorily in the end. On the whole, it's a pretty good system and it works well. It might seem unfair when you get your pay packet and you think they've taken too much PAYE out of it, but at least at the end of the day, you get a refund.
That was Professor Michael Littlewood of the University of Auckland talking about secondary tax.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.